American orchestras have been struggling for years. Like most nonprofits, the recession hit them very hard. Ticket sales went down, donations went down, and so did government support. And then the economy started to turn around. Some of those red numbers changed to black. But there were still lingering issues. Symphony orchestras hadn't been quick to adapt to new technologies, change and fit with new audiences, agree on concessions with contract musicians, and of course, the economic recovery was slow. Too slow to bridge all those budget gaps. Could orchestras survive in the 21st century? And then, over the weekend, one answer to that question. One of the big five, Stokowski's Orchestra, declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy. After 111 years of performing in the United States, the Philadelphia Orchestra says it doesn't have enough in the bank to pay the bills. Joining us this morning, Jesse Rosen, president and CEO of the League of American Orchestras, whose membership boasts more than 900 organizations around the country. Jesse, good morning. That, of course, is Leopold Stokowski conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra on Happier Days, right?
I know. I recognized it right away.
Well, most people might recognize that from Fantasia, but explain to us, let's start with Philadelphia and explain what's happening to this orchestra.
Well, as I think everybody knows, they decided to go into Chapter 11 bankruptcy to reorganize, and the good news is they're not ceasing operations. We'll continue to hear performances from them, but it's a strategy, as I understand it, they undertook in order to relieve themselves of their immediate cash pressures, which are quite substantial.
Well, I read a quote from a board member saying they only had enough cash to actually pay bills for 2 months, and that was it.
Right.
At which point, but I'm wondering, I mean, this is an issue. The issue of financial difficulties is facing many orchestras around the country. It's just for a long time we've thought of the big five, our five really most preeminent orchestras, as being a little bit insulated from this.
Well, you know, I think for a period of time in our field, we thought that if we played really, really well, and the Philadelphia Orchestra sure does, you know, everything else would follow, that investing in high-quality performances, high-quality performing venues and international touring and building reputation, that this would in itself really be the engine that drove support for symphony orchestras. But I think over time we've come to learn that there's another side of the equation, or I would say at least two sides of the equation. One is that there has to now be a kind of investment in community and connecting with community and making the orchestra matter to a wide set of stakeholders in a community. And secondly, there has to be continual vigilance from the board about the financial condition of the orchestra, and that vigilance and that responsibility has to be not just about breaking even every year. It has to be, you know, a long-term vision that's at least 5 or 10 years out. It's planning for bad times. That's building reserves. That's building funds to innovate and change. And, you know, I think what's happening in orchestras is, of course, happening in virtually every sector across the country. You know, we're living in a period of tremendous upheaval in the way the public engages in just about everything.
But the problem, though, Jesse Rosen, we're speaking with Jesse Rosen, president and CEO of the League of American Orchestras. The problem with orchestras is this longtime criticism that they just move at a glacial pace. That while other industries become more nimble to change and adapt, that the symphony orchestras seem to kind of not adapt as quickly to new technologies. Maybe they haven't adapted to the diversity of their audiences. Is that part of the problem?
Well, you know, I guess I would say two things about that. You know, if you think of one form of adaptation is moving from the CD to the MP3 file, which is a great, you know, technological breakthrough. And it doesn't actually affect anybody. I mean, the CD goes away, and now we have an MP3 file that we can download very quickly, and it makes music more accessible to lots of people. Orchestras don't turn themselves into other things quite so easily. So it's a challenge to take a group of 100 people and put them into some other format. Now, having said that, the good news is that there is a considerable amount of change that's happening, and one of the things that You know, I think it's great promise. We see in Baltimore, for example, they are investing their resources in cultivating people who are amateur players, and they've started a fantasy camp for people who love to play classical music. And so they're cultivating a group of people who love classical music, who love orchestra, not necessarily going to buy tickets and come hear the orchestra, but they're putting their resources in that direction. And by the way, you know, one of the important things, too, is that there's been no drop-off in interest in classical music or orchestra music. The issue really is around the delivery system and finding ways to bring people in. The Chicago Symphony earlier this year announced an initiative called Citizen Musician, where basically what they did is they made a call out to the whole city, and they said, if you love music, if you care about music, then do something that helps other people who love music to engage with it. If you've got an old trombone up in your attic, bring it down to your local school. If you've got a neighbor, you know, who can't afford to get to a concert or is, you know, has trouble getting there, help them get to the concert. And the Chicago Symphony saying that, you know, a lot more matters to us than whether or not you buy tickets for a concert. We want this to be a musically vibrant city, and we want everybody to participate in it.
That's Jesse Rosen. He's president and CEO of the League of American Orchestras, a 900-member organization. He's talking about the headline from this weekend that the Philadelphia Orchestra declared a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. You know, it is true that classical tunes sell by the millions on iTunes. So I want to put out this call to our listeners, actually, at 8778-MY-TAKE. How would you fix the delivery system to fix the financials of America's orchestras? If interest in the music is high, how do we fix the bottom line? Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.